press release. 3rd of March is the day of the fall of our shield, the Khilafah. Restore it so that our armed forces are finally led to liberate occupied Kashmir in Masjid al-Aqsa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the Imam of the Muslims, Khalifa, as a shield. إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به. Indeed, the Khalifa is a shield from behind whom you fight and by whom you are protected, Muslim. During the era of the Khilafah, if the enemies harmed the Muslims or occupied lands, the Khilafah's armed forces were immediately mobilized to teach them a resounding lesson that the Kuffar would never forget for centuries. Far from awaiting for aggression from enemies, the Khilafah's armed forces forced their retreat, opening land after land to the justice of Islam. Thus, Masjid al-Aqsa was liberated after its occupation. Thus, Modi's predecessors, Raja Dahir, regretted his aggression through the fall of his dominion. Thus, former strongholds of the enemies became firm abodes of Islam. O Muslims of Pakistan, how have we fared since we lost their shield on the 3rd March 1924 CE, corresponding to 28th Rajab 1342 Hijri? Today, the current rulers ally, support, and compromise with the terrorist states of the world, the United States, the Jewish entity, and the Hindu state. These spineless rulers act with restraint before flagrant, prolonged enemy aggression, even though they collectively command millions of willing and able Muslim troops. They see no sin in calling for international mediation, for normalization, with the murderers of Muslims and usurpers of their lands. Moreover, they do not act as shields for Muslims, but as swords over their necks, denouncing their resistance to occupation as terrorism and compelling them to give up their rights. They do so even though Allah said, إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَأَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ وَظَاهَرُوا عَلَىٰ إِخْرَاجِكُمْ أَنْ تُوَلُّوهُمْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah forbids your alliance with those who fight you because of your deen and drive you from your homelands or aid others to do so. And as for those who turn to them in alliance, they are truly oppressors. Surah Al-Mumtahina 69. So let us strive to restore our shield so that our occupied lands are liberated and the capitals of the world are once again illuminated by the ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. O Lions of Pakistan's armed forces, see how just one small controlled strike of your powerful limbs sent our enemy screaming and scurrying in all directions. How will the Hindu state be when you are unleashed in full battle by the Khilafah? Grant your nusra for the re-establishment of the shield of the Ummah, so you are finally led as you are deserving to be led. The Ummah is with you and has full confidence in your formidable capability. So strive for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become the ones honored with raising the liberating flag of the Khilafah in occupied Kashmir, Masjid al-Aqsa, and beyond. It was reported by Thawban, عِصْبَتَانِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَحْرَزَهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ عِصْبَةٌ تَغْزُو الْهِنْدِ وَعِصْبَةٌ تَكُونُ مَعْ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Two groups of my ummah Allah has protected from the hellfire, a group that will conquer India and a group that will be with Isa ibn Maryam, Ahmad and An-Nisa'i. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.